moment, but you would have heard David Armstrong in the news at 8:30 telling us about the demonstrations which are erupting as we speak in Washington. And this is all amid the 4th of July celebrations. It should be a day of celebration in the United States, but it's fast becoming a day of protests. Joining us on the line now from right in the thick of it is Media Benjamin, who's actually an organiser of one of the protests. She's with Code Pink. Good morning, Media.
Hello, nice to talk to you.
Yes, good to talk to you. Well, first of all, where are you?
I'm right on the mall where we have put up the image of the baby Trump blimp today, and we also have a picture of a, well, it's not a picture, it's a 18-foot robot of Donald Trump sitting on the toilet doing his tweeting and saying some pretty obscene things. So this is part of the poking fun at the president, but it's a serious protest, and we've been here all day long.
Okay, so look, it's reasonably quiet where you are, but we are getting reports here in Australia of protests breaking out, flags being burnt, and there has been a bit of violence. Are you hearing that as well?
Yes, we heard that there was violence here where we are. It just stopped all the yelling when the president started speaking, yelling on the part of the pro-president people who have been interrupting our activities all day long. We have had a lot of heated debates between pro-Trump supporters and anti-Trump people who have been, for the most part, civil, and not there's been no outbreak of violence. But there certainly has been a lot of shouting and a lot of animosity towards the positions that we have of being welcoming of immigrants and trying to get the president to change his position around starting a war with Iran and issues like that. So a lot of heated debates.
Okay, so what mystifies us here, or a lot of people listening at the moment here in Melbourne, Australia, is why have you chosen July 4 to do that when, for all intents and purposes, July 4 is one of your more austere days, a day where all Americans should celebrate. So why have you chosen this particular day?
We feel terrible that Donald Trump decided to insert himself into our Independence Day, which has traditionally been a time when presidents stay inside the White House or go travel and leave the people to be the ones that are celebrating having overthrown a king. And instead, Donald Trump decided that this celebration was going to be about him and brought in the military and gave out tickets to his supporters and the Republican Party using our tax dollars and using our military as a prop for what looks to be like a campaign rally rather than an Independence Day ceremony.
Yeah, I must admit it was a little odd, the move to actually roll out the tanks. That just doesn't seem to be in tune with anything that we've seen in previous July 4 celebrations.
No, and most people, I would say, don't like that. The military has been engaged in too many wars for too long, and the American people want to see an end to these wars. We've been in Afghanistan almost 20 years now. 16 years in Iraq. We're fighting 4 years of brutal war in Yemen that's destroyed that country. We don't need tanks and B-2 bombers to show the, quote, strength of America. We need diplomacy.
Okay, well, look, you're doing your bit to try and restore diplomacy by putting up the poster of Donald Trump tweeting on a toilet. So, look, good luck with that, Media, and thank you very much for your time this morning. And let's hope that whatever protests are occurring over there are quelled pretty quickly and you can just get on with celebrating July 4, which is essentially what the day is all about.